You're listening to the Orange Leaders audio blog. As a leader, you're influencing the faith and character of the next generation, and we want to help. On our blog, we've collected the best strategies, tips, and ideas from leaders around the world. Now, they're right here as an audio podcast. So enjoy.
Hi, I'm Robert, and welcome to the Orange Leaders audio blog. Today's episode is brought to you by The High Impact Leader, a new 10-session online course by Carrie Newhoff that will teach you practical, proven strategies to get time, energy, and priorities working in your favor. To learn more about the course, visit thehighimpactleader.com. Today's blog post is written by Robert Carnes. Hey, that's me. I'll share my insight on how to maximize the time between Christmas and New Year's Day to plan ahead. You've almost made it through Christmas. All of your planning and hard work are shaping up to be another successful holiday season at your church. At this point in December, you may be looking at next week as an opportunity to sleep late and binge watch Netflix. As tempting as that may be, the down week between Christmas and New Year's is probably the best chance you have to get ahead for next year. Use this time wisely. First, rest. While you probably shouldn't go into full hibernation mode, rest is certainly a must. In fact, God commands it. Rest is mentioned throughout Scripture. God himself rested after finishing his creation. The Sabbath is meant to be a time of rest. If you're going to continue doing your best work and avoid burnout, you need to take some time to recover. Recharge your batteries. Take a few days out of the office. Don't check your email. Ignore social media. Respectfully ignore your coworkers. Set some clear, reasonable boundaries between you and your work. Only by resting can you start the new year with a clean slate. Whether you've been at your church for 6 months or for 10 years, it's always best to begin each new season with a fresh start. Second, assess the past year. Once you've allowed yourself some space from your work, take the time to think about your results from the past year. What went well? What can you change to make your next year better? If you had any goals, were they met? If you didn't have any goals, what lessons did you learn from the last year that you can turn into goals? And if you didn't learn anything from the year, that's only more of a reason why you need to think more strategically. Take time to think through everything yourself. Then, gather your team together for a meeting to discuss findings. Ask the questions you didn't have time to ask during the year. This meeting can be as formal or informal as you'd like, but try to avoid getting too bogged down into specific ideas or challenges. Third, think big picture. Now that you've collected your thoughts, turn your attention to the upcoming year. It can be daunting to imagine restarting the entire 365-day mountain all over again. This task becomes more manageable by starting with the overall strategy of your ministry. Refocus on the mission of your church. Were you able to stay on track, directly pursuing this mission during the last year? Or did you get sidetracked with other projects? It's not a surprise or a shame if you veered off course a little. It happens. Just think through the ways you can be more strategic about staying on track for the coming year. What guides can you put into place to keep you focused and on mission? Remember, the mission is set in place precisely to give everyone within the church a common ground to pursue together. If no one bothers to follow the mission, then it's just a bunch of meaningless words. Fourth, set some goals. What do you want to get done this year? Increase worship attendance? Focus more on local missions? Have more people join small groups? Any of these could be good goals depending on your ministry's individual circumstances and strategy. But in order to have any sort of progress, you'll need to set goals in place. Goals are the framework within which success happens. Everyone may have already heard of the acronym SMART before, but it bears repeating. All goals should be specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time-bound. By making sure to set the right goals, you'll increase the odds that you actually achieve them. How you measure success within your ministry should be directly influenced by the goals you set. You want to build a strategy around reaching these goals. Then, set regular times during the year to evaluate how well you're staying on track. And finally, follow through. You've taken the time to rest, think strategically, and set goals. Don't let all of that effort fall apart once you get back into the grind of the year. It's all too easy to get lost in the weeds and lose sight of the big picture. Go ahead and schedule some times during the coming year to constantly assess your progress and ensure that you're staying on track. Take time every month to measure success and then once a quarter to re-examine the big picture. In the meantime, set a culture for your team where everyone is held accountable for sticking to the strategy. Keep in touch with them to make sure they remember the vision and why it's important. And in between everything, continue to rest and reflect on the good work that you're doing. If you're like most leaders, you struggle to find time to get everything done. We hope that today's episode helps you have a greater impact at work and get your life back on track. Visit thehighimpactleader.com to learn how you can develop a personalized plan for productivity so you can accomplish the things you know are most important but rarely have time for. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Orange Leaders audio blog. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe on iTunes. You can also find the audio blog on Google Play, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, and SoundCloud. Subscribing is the easiest way to have fresh ideas delivered to you 5 times a week. Also, help us spread the word and support more leaders like you by leaving a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. And if you'd like more free resources to help you become an Orange Leader, such as audio trainings from Kerry Newhoff and Reggie Joyner, sign up to receive our emails at orangeleaders.com.